This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Well, it's day 7 on the Colorado River, through the Grand Canyon, and the hikers are getting a little antsy. You know, it's wonderful letting the river take you, but there's some days you just as soon feel the earth beneath your feet rather than the rubber beneath your butt. So we're laying over and spending a second night at Rattlesnake Camp. There's a social trail. It's pretty easy to find and head up the ridge to a butte called the Tabernacle. And I join Huck, Kathy, Nick, Casey, Vince, and Herb as we climb on up there for stupendous views and a beautiful sunny day. Oh, the high's about 85. October doesn't get any better than this anywhere. I had toyed with the idea of climbing Solomon Temple to the southwest, and Kathy and Huck, who just can't be held back from climbing anything within sight, along with Vince, Casey, and Nick, head on over that way. Herb is ready to head back down to camp from Summit on the Tabernacle, but I need some alone time at this point. So I meditate on top of the Tabernacle. I keep an eye on the group's progress climbing Solomon and spend a couple hours there by myself on top of a butte smack dab in the middle of the canyon. It's what I need that day. I'm meditating on my friend who's been injured and has made it 4 days with this injury, which seems fairly severe. I see the group Summit Solomon, and the pictures I take with my iPhone, they look incredibly tiny and far away. Well, they are pretty tiny and far away by earthly standards, but they're pretty close by canyon standards. And as they descend from their summit, I leave the summit of Tabernacle, and just as I get to the saddle between Tabernacle and Rama Shrine, here comes the Park Service helicopter. Black and yellow stripes, and it's a special quiet technology bird. She pulls through the saddle, not 100 feet away from me, and I know immediately what has happened. Our companions down below have contacted the Park Service, and our friend and trip leader is getting her ride out. There's no need to hustle. I know it'll take an hour or so for the helicopter to scout the landing site, make sure that it's clear for landing, land, assess the situation, load up our friend, and be on its way again. I won't be down there in time to say goodbye. And it feels more important to wait for the group that had been climbing Solomon, as my friend's son is among that party, and he will undoubtedly be wishing he could be down there. And sure enough, as he rushes down the slope, I caution him as to not become another injury. And he does not get down in time to say goodbye. But he'll be hiking out in a couple days from Phantom Ranch, and all will be well in the long run. We're saddened that evening, and yet glad that the decision has been made and that our friend is headed toward the best medical care. Tomorrow we'll move on. Looking forward to not seeing you when you have that meditative time at the summit, because I'll be not bothering you. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.